We're starting something new. I'm trying.
Committee member Beerclees here, and welcome to the Sparks Show, where we got comedy, news, and two forgettable dicks.
With Sparks.
You've got tiny wrists.
Pike.
Hates French toast and your children.
Greg. And you.
Yo, what up, fucker?
Subscribe now and become a committee member. Let's rock!
That's what I'm talking about!
Stop being there, buddy.
Hey, what's up? I'm still tweaking it. I'll get it down.
That was great. I liked it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Last week, you know, Greg's like, hey, well, what was that thing that you wanted me to send you? I can't remember what you wanted me to say for the intro.
Hold on, it gets better. Hold on, it's way better. I said, look, man, because we're talking after the show, you know what I mean, catching up, whatever. I'm like, look, man, if you ever need any help with anything, let me know. And then I was like, I just remembered he already asked me for something, and I was like, oh, yeah, besides the thing you already asked me to do. And then he's like, I forgot what it even was. And then he's like, he looked it up, and he goes, let's see. We're like looking for a while. He's like, oh, yeah, please send me a video saying hi. That's like all I want. So for 3 months, I couldn't even do that. And then I was like, oh, man, all right, I'll do it.
Greg's like,
if there's anything easier than that, I'd be happy to. You
know? Right. Anything that's not so labor intensive, maybe I got to it faster.
Hey, look, man, look, I'm here for you, bro. Whatever you need, man, I'm your guy. I can help you.
No matter what you ask. I said it like 10 times.
Yeah. I'm here for you. Well, you know what? Turns out I did ask you something months ago for when we started getting the intro. Jesus. All right. Well, that's Greg's intro. We finally got something in there for you on the Five on Friday.
My frame looks a little better, huh?
Yeah, let's talk about it, Greg, here before we dive in on the show. What is going on?
Somebody got a desk.
No.
Oh, no. Look at that.
Wow. Greg, I'm impressed. Now your lower third doesn't cut off your face. You know?
No. Now you can actually see me using my stomach as a mic stand now. So it's pretty cool. I went on this OfferUp yesterday. You know that little app you can use?
Oh yeah.
And I saw a desk on there for $30. It's like a glass top and everything. It's pretty nice, you know. Yeah. Like, that'd be perfect for what I need. And I can get my knees under it now because before I couldn't. It was a whole mess. So I was like, hell yeah! So I go over there. And I'm on the way over there, and there's this lady, and she's like, text my dad. It's in his garage, and he'll come out and bring it to you. I'm like, okay. So I on the offer up, it says make an offer. So I made an offer. I put $20 in, hit click, right?
Yeah, right.
She responds, yes. I said, okay, cool. So I go over there to pick up the desk. First of all, I totally forgot that I didn't have a truck or SUV, so there's like no way I was going to be able to get this in my car, right? So I get over there. I had this poor guy had to go find an Allen wrench, like take it apart and like all, you know, like all this stuff or whatever.
Oh, no.
But I finally got it apart and like the frame of the trunk, I just kind of lowered it onto my trunk, you know? So now I'm about to drive home with a desk hanging out of my trunk, but it was only like a mile away. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'd already been there too long taking this thing apart. I'm like, let me just get out of here. Right. So then he goes, hold on. And he had that kind of an accent. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy, but it was hard to understand him. So he goes, She said 30, like that, for money. Mm. And I was like, I didn't understand what he was saying. I was like, what do you mean? What? He's like, 30. He says $30. And I'm like, no, man. I told her 20, and I showed him the screenshot, right? Like that said, hey, I said $20. And he goes, oh, she said 30. I was like, bro, I don't know, man. You don't want me to buy it, I won't buy it. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you what the chick said, dude. I have it right here on my screenshot. Over $10, too. He's like, you know what? Don't worry. Just go. I'm like, okay. So I'm slowly driving away with this desk hanging out of the back of my trunk, right?
Yeah.
Phone starts blowing up from this chick, dude. Like, you know, and I didn't even answer it. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with this lady over $10. I already drove away. At this point, they owe me money. I got a fucking desk hanging out of my trunk. You know what I mean? Like, give me a break, dude. I'm not going back over
$10. She's blowing you up over the $10?
Because she must have talked to the dad and found out I only gave him 20, right? I go home. I look up on OfferUp. I got a bad review from this fucking bitch on OfferUp.
Oh my god! What?
One star. And I fucking have the screenshot saying I gave her exactly what I was going to give her, too, man.
Oh, so, that's not right. That isn't right.
The moral of the story is steal.
Yeah. Dude, people in 10 bucks. That's like yesterday I was at the DMV and there was a guy in a wheelchair, like an old man. He was like 70 something. And he was getting into it with the old lady working that he didn't need to pay for his tabs for whatever reason. He didn't feel like he needed to pay $28. And they were going back and forth. And finally, he wheeled away in like a powerized scooter, almost ran me over. And he goes, fucking bitch. And he drives away and just parks it. And he does like an Austin Powers, if you've seen the backing up scene. And parks it like right in the lobby. Yeah. And I'm like, what is he sitting there for? You know, so 5 minutes go by, the police show up. And I'm like, well, they want this guy to get out of here. They called the police. No, he called the police because he thinks they're stealing from him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Now he's back and forth with the police and they're trying to explain. They listen to his whole fucking story about why he didn't need to pay for tabs. And they're like, sir, it's a tax. It's a state. Everybody has to pay that every year.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and he's like, do something. And they're like, unless there was a crime committed here. And he goes, they're lying to me.
Dude, that is nuts, dude.
It was wild. And I was only there because my wife needed something. And so I was like thankful that there was some entertainment happening. But
you know, that's put you in a weird situation because you never want to make fun of like a person that's got a situation like that or be mean to him. But like sometimes they're the biggest dicks in the world. And you're like, dude, I don't know what to do with this guy, dude. Like,
oh no,
sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying it had anything to do with him. He could have been standing or jumping. It didn't matter. Like his sitting situation.
No.
He was an asshole.
My point
just
is,
a major
though,
dick.
Right, but that's my point. When somebody is a dick like that, it's a lot harder to tell them they're a dick. Like we had a guy who was a comic that came to this like this tournament thing we had, dude, and he was in a wheelchair. He was the biggest fucking asshole I've ever met in my entire life,
no,
dude.
No.
And nobody wanted to be mean to him because he's in a wheelchair, you know what I mean? But he's like a total dick, dude. Like, who's getting me off the stage? Somebody better fucking bring fuck you. You know, like the whole time, dude. Everybody was like, okay, bro, like relax, dude. You know, you're really pushing it, no pun intended. Okay. We don't want to be dicks to you, but
right. And did you have to just kind of put up with it? You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. You can't just be like, fuck you, and smack him out of the chair. I mean, people
yeah.
get mad, you know?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it's too bad.
What a predicament.
All right. Well, welcome. I'm glad everything worked out for everyone here. Okay.
Oh, I forgot. We hadn't even started. Yeah, no, sorry.
It's all good. I'm glad everything is fine. We're all here. Greg has a desk. He only paid $20 for it. He got a discount. So thank you very much. Dude, by the way, real quick, you should fight that review, by the way, because if you could send a screenshot.
Oh, I told you. I reviewed her. Don't you worry. I reviewed that bitch right away.
Okay, good.
Here, one star. You're a piece of garbage.
Yeah, that's not right. You know what I mean?
No. Well, I gotta say, I'm excited for the 5 on Friday. Thank you so much for being here. Greg's got a desk. Pike is showered. So look what happens after a couple hours, starting later in the day. Pike and I both have showered. This never happens for the show. So thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. Let's go over some of the house cleaning, housekeeping, whatever this is called. Make sure you're hitting that subscribe button if you're watching over there, youtube.com/sparksradio. Thank you so much. We're trying to hit 300 subscribers by February. And I think we hit 250 yesterday. So it's not looking like it's going to happen, but that was our goal when we started this on YouTube. So if we could try making it happen, that would be awesome. Really appreciate it. Hit subscribe if you can. And don't forget, we got this up and running, man.
Patreon.com/sparksradio.
That's right. You sign on up, you become a elevated committee member. That would be great. It's only a buck. I mean, come on. Everyone can pay a dollar a month for something. But that's it helps out the show greatly. So thank you
Not
so
the
much.
Lady I bought a desk from, apparently.
Yeah. That lady could have been, you robbed her of 10 months of being an elevated member.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Yeah, 10 months
dare
of laughs.
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you so much for all the elevated committee members on up, Project Payhem members, and then members of the special committee. Really do appreciate you signing up there for the old Patreon. And one last thing, Shop the shop. Oh, wait, that's, let me ask you this. Shop the shop.
The committee has spoken.
I gotta label these fucking buttons. And then,
yeah, we're selling gavels.
We're selling gavels. I don't even know where Shop the Shop is. I'm not gonna hit it. Oh, you know what? Nah, fuck it. I don't know where it is. I can't remember. I have to label all these buttons, figure them out. I got too many buttons on here, man. Shop the shop, sparksradio.com/shop. The link is in the description below. Five on Friday is where we take five of your questions that you ask us and we just answer them. It's kind of like a free-for-all thing. It's just a way to kind of kick back on a Friday and enjoy it a little bit more. So it's a special thing. We bring Greg Salerno in here. So make sure you're following Greg on all social media. It's at Greg Salerno. It's very easy. I love it when people do that. They all just same handle for every single piece of social media at Greg Salerno.
Well, it's easy with the way my name's spelled. Nobody ever takes it.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Pike, he has at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. So give him a follow as well. And then I am at Sparks Radio on all social media. Yo, what's up, Greg?
Can I plug one other thing real quick? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's
up? If you're ever looking for photography, I've now started a photography thing where I put my photos online. It's under, I wanted to have a name that was, you know, pretty cool. So it's just one name, like Madonna. It's Grayage. So it's my name spelled G-R-A-I-G, but the I has like an accent over it. Okay. So if you want any photos from Grayage, hit me up. And then we'll talk about that too.
Grayage, huh?
Yeah.
Is this on a site? Like, can I download them? Is this on a site?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. It's like 123 RFX or something like that. And then 500px, which stands for Pix, is another website.
Okay,
so 500px. Right now, Grayage is on both of those, but he's going to be, you know, opening up to other sites as we go.
Very nice. Yeah. Very fancy. Yeah. Grayage. Very nice. Definitely. And Greg, you do take amazing pics.
Thank you.
A lot of desert/space photography, but they are great. Yeah. They are wonderful. So that's the kind of stuff that Greg likes to dive into here. All right. You guys ready to get to question number one?
Yes.
Ready.
Let's do it. Question number one. By the way, I took a bunch of these from like the DMs. So if you if there's no name, I took a bunch of them from there. Sorry, I've been neglecting the DM questions. I suck. Here we go. What would be the other show members' superpowers if they had one? What would be the other show members' superpowers if they had one?
Is tough.
Yeah.
Superpowers if they had one. Well, Pike has a hole in his tooth right now. I don't know if that's a superpower, but it's
does he really?
Yeah, it's rotting. So yeah, I could make any man stand away because of my shit breath.
It's like fancy. It's like a mouth kazoo.
Yeah, he's like a teapot. He whistles when he gets really angry.
Yeah.
It boils in there.
Who's the guy that got murdered in Breaking Bad right after Teapot went off or whatever? Oh man, it's going to bother me now. I shouldn't even have brought it up because now it's going to bother me. None of us are going to know the fucking
name. Was the guy who they hit him in the head and he fell on the ground. They killed him accidentally, right?
No, he shot him at the front door. Jesse did.
It was the... It was the other chemic, the chemist.
Chemist.
Yeah, that's it. The other chemist.
Oh,
he had a nerdy ass name. It was like
Kenneth. Totally nerdy too.
Waldo or something.
I don't know. I just brought us to a dead end. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Okay, so Pike can whistle through his hole in his tooth. That's great.
Yeah, that's a superpower.
You know what Greg's superpower would be? Greg throws up a lot. Like, he chokes on food. Yeah, like, every 3 weeks after working with Greg for years, Greg would be like, I threw up. What? You're like, yeah, dude, I got something stuck in my throat. And I was like,
Yeah. At one point, I started recording them, and then Sparks would put it to Disturbed music. Disturbed, like the band.
Yeah, it was a wah! And then Greg would go,
definitely not.
Greg, definitely superpowers throwing up half-eaten food because something, you got a throat issue or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Greg threw up in a restaurant one time. He had a Heimlich himself.
Himself. And I got so mad that nobody helped me. I sat down and finished my fucking meal with a big bottle next to me. I didn't give a shit.
That's so funny.
True story, bro. This chunk of meat came flying out of my fucking mouth at like 100 miles an hour after I Heimlich. And I stood there like, really? Really? No one's going to fucking help? Really? And then I sat back down and finished my meal. Fuckers.
What a bunch of dicks.
I know. They're staring at me.
No. Let's not make a scene. Mommy's dying. I said, sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. I don't know what my superpower would be. I don't know.
I'm trying to
That's
think.
That's what I'm trying to think.
All I can think about you is financial stuff, and that just—I don't know. Maybe it's like a long play, but
yeah,
you know, you give them some poor financial investment advice, and they go eventually lose.
Yeah, well, eventually,
he's like Bizarro. Yeah, he's like Bizarro. Ed Donnelly. What the fuck's that guy's name?
I'm Bizarro Barro is what my name is.
Yeah.
In 40 years, your retirement will be all gone.
Bizarro Dalio. That's what I was trying to say.
Bizarro Dalio. Yes, I am overleveraged, man. That's my name. Keep borrowing. Don't worry about paying it back. Yes.
Right.
Oh, no. It's not Bizarro Dalio. He'll die. He'll kill your credit score. It's like, don't kill me.
That's right.
I think Spark superpower could also make you look edgy by comparison. Like, like if you ever want to bring him out as like a wingman or something, you know, the girl likes bad boys and like she talks to Sparks for a little bit, she'd be like super into you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I need help tonight. Nah, you got to bring in Bland Man. That's what you need.
Exactly. Bring in Codename Oatmeal. Come on, we need Codename
Oatmeal. Code Oatmeal. Quick. Yes. Nilla Wafers. We need a Nilla Wafer. Stop.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. All right. I like how I went from supervillain to wingman immediately. Like, either way, I'm here to help you out. Positive. Here we go. Question number two. This is, what's the worst thing about the pandemic you didn't expect? What's the worst thing about the pandemic you didn't expect?
Mine's easy.
What do you got, Craig? Go ahead.
I had no idea there was just that many dumb motherfuckers. Like, I cannot believe how fucking stupid people are. I really had no clue. If you had told me like 10% of the population was stupid, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. If you're going to tell me like half of them would fucking just not even listen to anything at all and be completely fucking retarded, like I would never have thought that. That's incredible to me.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I'll ever get over it.
It's really been eye-opening. Even family members.
Seriously.
Even family members, you know? Dude. You're like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I blocked a few family members and they started calling my parents asking me what's going on. they're like, oh, Greg, you know, Greg, he's mercurial. Who knows what he's doing? You know, like they don't want to tell them that I think they're fucking idiots and that I'm sorry I'm related to them and shit. Like, so ridiculous.
All right. Oh, well, that's a good one, Greg. That is 100% a great one. What do you got, Pike? What are you thinking?
I guess I expected to gain weight. I expected to like just, you know, totally rot as a human. So what did I not expect?
Yeah.
You know, I guess the urge to masturbate wasn't quite what I thought it might be.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's actually a good one.
I thought, oh boy, here we go. Oh, every day at home, like, this is going to get bad.
I know. And there's no one to stop you, no one to hear you. Yeah.
I don't have to, you know, do it in the bathroom at work. It's like, this is too easy. But no, it wasn't quite that bad. I guess having your wife with you 24 hours, that also helped.
Ah, yes, that's true.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Helped, or are you saying that's one of the helped. Things you didn't realize?
Well, no, it helped the amount of masturbating. It hurt just overall tolerance of
life.
Each other.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, learned a lot.
What about you, Sparks?
A lot.
You learned a lot about each other.
Yeah. Yeah, about each other. And that's good and bad. You know, could have not learned some of those things.
That's both good and bad. Something yeah. should never be learned about your spouse.
I could have went on not knowing that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. I could have went our whole marriage without knowing some things.
It's interesting because when they go to work, it's like, you know, you don't the bathroom stuff. You don't know what happens there. But now it's like every meal, you see it come in and you see it go out. Like, you know, you're aware of the whole digestive cycle. You're there for everything.
Yeah. Dude, tell me about it. I got in trouble the other day for talking about my chick's hemorrhoids on air. Or whatever. Called it,
oh, no.
Thanks for signaling out my camera right when I'm picking my nose, too, Sparks. That was awesome.
You started talking. I cut to
you. I know. As the itch, bro. What am I going to do?
Right, well, I'm not blaming you.
Yeah, no, I brought up that her hemorrhoid exploded, and she called in and started yelling at me. Oh. But it was funny to me. I don't know.
Well, it is funny. Why'd she tell me? Did you see it explode, or she just shared that with you?
No, I had to take her to the doctor. It was like a big thing. It was like, you know, she was bleeding. She didn't know what was going on. Like, we thought it was something really serious. So then when it wound up being something funny is why I brought it up. You know what I mean? Because I really thought that something was wrong. Nice. Like, I was going to get some really bad news from, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. So it wound up being something silly like that. So it's funny.
Oh, that's, well, that's good.
Can I guess Sparks? Yeah. I think I know Sparks is.
I don't even remember the question. It's the, what's the,
it's the, what about the pandemic that you did not expect?
Okay. We're talking about the pandemic. Yeah. What do you got? Cause I don't even know mine.
I think Sparks thought he would still have a job.
Oh man.
You know, I mean, not 100%. I mean, we had conversations where I was like, bro, I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? There was a lot of those.
We did. We actually talked. We talked on air about being fired like the week before it even happened.
We did. Whatever, so. I was like, look, I don't know if I'll be here next week. It's true. I was like, what am I? Heads up.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a heads up. You got about as much of a heads up as I do. But the worst thing about the pandemic you didn't expect. I'll go with that. I didn't know. I did not know I'd be living at home with my parents and move back to Ohio. That's not the worst thing. Actually, this has worked out really well so far. So
I know, but it's funnier to think it did.
Wait, don't kill comedy, you idiot. Oh, right. Just move on. Nobody gives a fuck anyway. Moving on.
Dude, what if Marcy would have just... Oh, go ahead. I'm what if you would have got one... They let you look ahead 6 months, just like one click flash, and you see yourself in your parents' house and your kids are running around. It's like, and they got a bedroom set up and everything. I mean, what would your reaction have been in March?
You know what? I had a dream. I had that dream. Like, it happens a lot to me, deja vu. And no, I don't think, you know, whatever that's called. But I did have a dream where I was like, I had been fired and I moved back to Ohio. And so that's a thing that's like, you know, and I keep thinking about that dream. I'm like, this is so fucking weird, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I had this dream, the whole thing where, I was hanging up. I was like setting on my kid's bed in a room. I'm like, oh no, like what happened? We're here.
It's permanent. It's not Christmas.
Dude, you had a dream and you were off permanently. MLK had a dream and I'm off Monday.
Hey.
So it all works out.
Dude. That's right. I like how you compared me to MLK. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're like my MLK. If I had to pick one person in my life who was like, this is going to sound way too... I don't want to say this.
Don't Never say mind. It.
I'm not saying it.
I'm the Nilla wafer, MLK. I'm bland,
man. No. It was going to be good. I was going to say, like, the best person I know is probably Sparks, but that's, like, way too lame. I don't want to put that out loud. But you are, like...
Thanks. Thanks, Craig.
If I had to go, like, if somebody's like, who do you know who's, like, a really good guy who you would, like, you know, literally trust with, it, like, you know, that would be a good dude, I would say Sparks.
And you'd say...
That's your superpower.
I know who it is. It's the guy with... no quality that defines him from any other human on earth.
That's your superpower.
Wallpaper boy. You know that guy?
Wallpaper boy.
He's it. He's just there. He exists. Let's get
the male version of yogurt. That's my favorite person I've ever met.
That's right. That's right. Human Chobani. That's me. All right. We got @Eric_A15 says, what's the worst thing you've seen on the internet? Question number three, what's the worst thing you've seen on the internet? Well, I know what
Pike, you've watched some real mess. Or was that you? Yeah,
I got a few. It comes right to my, in high school, we'd watch. There was like so many videos out there. E-Bombs World was that website that.
Yeah, I remember E-Bombs World.
Still around.
Yeah.
It's still around.
I mean, which one do you want? Do you want the guy getting railed by a horse and dying?
Oh my God.
You know, people getting their heads cut off. People like this guy like sat on a jar, like in it, put the jar in his ass. It broke. There's a glass jar. And he proceeded to like slowly pull out chunks of glass like while blood filled the floor. I mean, why did I watch that? I don't know. I'm not prepared to answer.
Yeah, what kind of rabbit hole were you going down, bro?
Yeah,
no, my buddies, man. My buddy was just like obsessed with like the worse the better, and he would just show
He's
everybody.
He's like, I'm watching the kid unwrap gifts. Next thing I know, a guy's got a jar in his ass. I don't know how I got it.
This is before they really honed in the YouTube algorithm. They were like,
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you like opening presents? Well, how about this? You're like, what? Jesus Christ, YouTube. God, yeah. No, that's not the worst thing I've seen. I haven't seen. Again, I'm bland man. So the worst thing I've seen. I can't tolerate those faces of death and all those videos. I hate that shit. I can't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even when there was like faces that YouTube video. Yeah. You never heard of Faces of Death?
No, I've heard of those words. Just, I don't know what I'm referring to, though.
I've heard of those words.
I've heard of those words, just not in that order.
Yeah. All together? What does that mean?
It's like Faces of Death. It's all just videos of like people dying in the weirdest ways. So I remember one I watched this guy like parachuted and landed into like a crocodile pit.
Alligators.
And they ate him. And I was like, what? What is happening? So yeah, immediately turned it off. Those are awful. Yeah. Those haunt my dreams. Even like, who is the guy? Forgive me for not knowing. He was just going out and running. Amon Amari? Is that what his name was? Remember, he was just jogging in the south and they killed him, those two guys that shot him?
Arbery. Was that his last name? Was Arbery or something like that?
Amon Amari. Watching that, I was like, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? I couldn't. That bothers me. You know what I mean? It's just like, just drives me. It sits in my skull and I can't get it out and it haunts. That's the kind of shit that like sits in my bone marrow. You know what I mean? That just, I hate seeing it. It pisses me off. I don't like it. I wish these things didn't exist. You know what I mean? So probably that. I throw that in there. What do you got, Greg?
My main, and this might be a defect in my brain, but like when I see animal abuse, dude, on like those videos, I've seen a guy post a video of like this guy just literally, I didn't want to talk about it. This is like really stuck with me. And it's like hitting a fucking pit bull with an aluminum baseball bat as hard as he can while it's alive and it's like squealing. Yeah, dude. And like the guy that posted it, I got real mad. I'm like, I usually don't DM people or argue with people. I DM'd him like, why the fuck would you post that, you piece of shit? I was so mad. Like, and it just stuck with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That kind of stuff, I guess, animal abuse or like, I saw some videos, like, I don't know where they came from, but back in the LimeWire days, you download porn and sometimes it wasn't what it said. You know what I mean? So like I get like these random videos.
I have no idea
of, like,
what you mean. That's never happened to me before.
Well, there was one I downloaded, dude, and it was like this old man like fucking burning a kid with a cigarette, like just being awful to a kid, like child. Anything with animal abuse or child abuse are the ones that really, really stick with me.
Yeah.
The adult one, for whatever reason, it's bad, but doesn't as much. Like I don't know. Doesn't
it's the
really
innocence.
Like, the other
it's
one,
the innocence of
yeah,
it. Yeah,
I think that's what it is. It gets like to the fiber of my being, just really bothers me.
Yeah, I know. God, that's what boxers should watch before going out there. You know what I mean? Going into a match or
God,
something.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah, yeah.
These evil people.
Yeah. Like, do a deep fake with the guy's face on it that you were about to fight.
Yeah, I'd be like, I saw what you did. The guy's like, what
the hell? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's like, I'm allergic to dogs. I don't know what you're talking about. I saw that pit bull.
Yeah.
No idea. Totally. Let's get to the next question here. Question number 4. It says, you find out John Hamm is your biological father. Do you hit him up for money? You find out John Hamm is your biological father. Do you hit him up for money?
I thank him for the big dick.
You're right.
I didn't get his big dick.
Have you ever seen him? Have you ever seen that guy's cock, dude? And I mean, I'm not trying to be...
No, I'm more into the glass in people's ass videos. Does he have a big dick?
Yes, that's true. Well, if you're ever tired of watching jars in people's asses, you should Google John Hamm sweatpants. There's like the outline of a fucking 2-liter bottle in this guy's pants, dude. It's like ridiculous.
John Hamm is stacked. I mean, there's no way around it. Wait, here.
Yes.
Wait. Pike is looking at it right now. Here we go.
Yeah, he's looking at it. I want to get his reaction.
Yeah, we're looking at Pike. He's Googling John Hamm's penis.
Jesus.
We're on the fourth hole. We're currently watching Pike look for John Hamm's cock.
Oh, man. And there's several examples. So it wasn't just one.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I told you, dude.
It's like swollen.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
God, I hate him.
Yep. I know. He's got it all. He's got it all.
He's
got
to wrap that thing around his leg or something, man.
Yeah. It's like a Super Saiyan. I don't know if you guys get that reference, but they had. They had to wrap their tail around their waist. That's what John like that, Hamcock. That new,
have you seen that new monkey tail beard that like the hipsters are doing or whatever?
It's kind of
like one of those things.
Wait, what?
it wraps around like this and that goes over your lip. Like he has to do that with his leg.
Wait, okay, hold on. Now I'm going to Google monkey tail
beard. Now
you're
going to be Googling. All right. Yeah, look up for the monkey tail beard.
Monkey tail beard.
It's like if an IPA was a beard.
What is this?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I've not seen that. That's insane. That's insanity. Oh, dude, that's too funny. All right. What a wow. All right, these guys. What do you think, Greg? Would you hit up John Hamm for money if you find out he was your biological father?
Yeah, of course I would. Yeah. I mean, all right, here's the thing. I wouldn't just hit him up and be like, yo, I need money, Dad. I'd be like, hey, you know, oh, my God, we have so much catching up to do. And then within like a few months, I'd be like, hey, man. You know,
hey, bro.
Yeah. Like,
help me out.
Hook it up.
Yeah, I need $10. Sure. This lady, I have to pay back this lady for this desk.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, how much back pay would there be too? I mean, if he was my dad this whole time, probably owes me a good amount of money.
Wait a minute. You'd sit there. You'd send him a, hey, by the way, I love you, Dad. And while we're at it, here is a list of all the things you owe me from the 18 years you didn't kick in any cash.
Yeah, I'm so glad to find out you're my dad. Here's my retroactive list. What do they call that when you get married? What do they call that when you get married? A registry or something? I'll send him a registry and shit. Yeah, and you can just, you know,
do it that way. Registry. But I asked John Hamm for money. No, I don't think I could. I don't ask anybody for any money, and that's a fault of mine. It is to a fault. No, I don't think so. Probably not.
I don't think you would either. You probably wouldn't.
Yeah, just knowing who I am. John Hamm would be like, hey, you would need some cash? I'll buy dinner. I'd be like, John Hamm, put your goddamn money back where your dick goes in your back
pocket.
You
got last time.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your fuck.
He's constantly trying to pull out his wallet. It's just the tip of his dong every single time. He's like, oh, sorry. Oh, I keep it in this pocket. That's right. My dick between my legs, that one. John Hamm stacked. All right. We're to the end, boys. Question number five.
Well, I wanted to ask there. Can I answer that question?
Oh, thanks. I thought you said yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, I would ask for money, yes. I would also call my mom and say, when did you screw John Hamm? When did that happen? You know?
Wait a minute,
cheated on Dad
point.
With John Hamm?
That's a great point. Yeah. Everyone's glossing over the fact that our dad is really John Hamm. We didn't even talk about the fact.
Yeah.
Mom?
Yeah, good Lord, Mom.
Like Mom, did I walk out? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And she's the one getting the child support, so she's fucking thrilled. You know?
It's a great point.
He is?
She needs some back support, too. Weightlifting belts or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Has your mom ever mentioned John Hamm? Any of your guys' mom be like, oh, he's handsome? Anything like that?
I don't even think she knows who he is.
Yeah. I don't think my mom
She still thinks Tony Bennett's like in his 40s.
You know? Oh, really?
She has no idea. Yeah, she doesn't know.
Yeah, I was talking to my mom.
Frank Sinatra.
I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she goes, I was singing Alanis Morissette, you know? Is she a good mother? Or something like that. You know, I was singing Jagged Little Pill. And, and she's like, oh, is that new? And I was like, no, Ma, I think that's like a 30-year-old song. Really? I'm like, yeah, it's Alanis Morissette. Oh, yeah. Third, no, she's young. She's in her 20s. I was like, I think she's like 40-something years old now, Ma. I think she could be in the
She's older than that.
Yeah, I don't
she
know.
She might be 50.
Yeah, I was on the high school bus or middle school bus when she was out, bro. She's got to be like 50-something.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, probably. But I was like, wow, okay. So my mom's current music is just tapping into Alanis Morissette at the moment. Yeah.
You know, she misuses ironic. Yeah, yes, we know.
Yeah. Dude, fun fact. You know, she was married to Dave Coulier, which is like the most insane
couple.
She wrote
that song about him.
What song?
She wrote,
really?
You Oughta Know. Yeah, Oughta Know. That's about him. He's the one that
she
went down on in a movie theater. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. They broke up and she fucking hated that guy. Apparently.
Really? He's like, cut it out.
Yeah. He heard the song. He's like, cut it out.
Oh, that's incredible. I did not know anyone.
He's a total.
Don't say it. He's a dick.
No, he's a dork though. Oh, and she was kind of like a hot thing at that time. I don't know how he pulled it, but he did.
That's impressive.
Maybe he's like John Hamm.
Let's all just take a second to think about Dave Coulier's penis size. All right, here we go. Question number 5. Last and final one, gentlemen. Here we go. What's the worst thing about the pandemic? You did. Wait. Didn't we already do that one?
What the fuck are we doing? So.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I put in the wrong one twice.
Wait a minute. Is Dave Coulier from fucking the
Full House?
The Bob Saget Full House? Yeah, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, I didn't know she was married to
that?
Uncle, whatever his name. No. All right, sorry.
What was
ahead.
His name? Uncle,
know,
like, Uncle Joey.
I don't know.
Joey. He's Joey from Full House.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was a stand-up comic. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, he was like early 90s. Stand-up comedy. That was his thing. Cut it out. You know, they always had that thing.
Yeah, dude, Alanis Morissette's only 46, so she had to have been like 20 when those songs came out.
Wow. Yeah, she must have been 12.
Yeah. All right, here we go. What's the sexiest unsexy thing about a woman? Question number 5. What's the sexiest unsexy thing about a woman?
Depends.
Seems to contradict itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of a deviant, so it depends on the situation, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind it if a chick has some armpit hair every once in a while, if it's kind of like a weird thing, you know what I mean? It makes it kind of sexy or something, or if I don't know. What are weird things chicks might do? Have their leg hair on for a day, make it a little weird. That'd be cool.
So you don't mind body hair, is what you're saying. A little bit of body
Not
hair
all
every
time.
Once in a while.
I'm just saying every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
she's like, oh, I forgot to shave. And Greg's like, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all right.
Right.
Yeah, not bad.
That's why we're me today, girl. Yeah.
It's fine. Let me feel those legs. Sexiest, unsexy thing about
it. I don't know. I'm the opposite. And I shouldn't be because, like, Lord knows I'm just disgusting head to toe. But if I see a little bit of armpit hair, I get kind of grossed out. And I feel bad because it grows back quick, and she shouldn't have to shave it every day in the winter, you know. But I'm very judgmental. All I can think about is body hair.
Back to body hair?
I don't know what's something sexy they do that's not it's not like physical. What's
well, you're saying that it's not sexy, but becomes like an example for me would be like I remember one time I was having sex with a chick and she had a tiny bit of BO. Like not in her, you know, butter, but like in her armpits. And I thought it was kind of hot. For some reason, I was drunk and it was kind of hot. I have no idea why. Pheromones or whatever, you know. That's normally
like
gross. But in that moment,
animalistic.
It was sexy, you know
thing.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, this is gross. Yeah.
Like a caveman.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which I look like that anyway. So.
What's the sexiest unsexy thing about a woman? I'm trying to think of like what's an what people
a
would.
A pot belly could be sexy. A tiny one, like a tiny, tiny little pot belly.
Sure.
On a girl,
oh yeah. I mean? Yep. Yeah. I don't mind that. I'm trying to think like some gross thing.
A brow.
Do.
Ooh.
A little gap in the teeth. That doesn't bother me at all. Yeah.
The girl from True Blood had that. I don't know what her name is, but man, that chick was hot, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. She was Rogue from X-Men.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know?
It was very nice.
I would say that. Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, teeth, though. I would rather have fucked up teeth.
Depends. I mean, if it's a dead tooth versus like a little gap, I mean, it's different.
Yeah. Pike, we understand how you feel about teeth. Okay. We know how you are about your teeth. All right. Not a big tooth guy. We get it. Fucking human teapot over here.
I'm disgusting. I don't care. Yeah.
What about a tiny? Okay. I'm not talking a lot. I'm talking like 1 degree off here of a lazy eye. I'm talking like a tiny. Like some of these really hot chicks, they have like, okay, have you ever seen Sex in the City?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There's Kim Cattrall, who used to, in her day, was gorgeous, but she was kind of older on the show. The one I think is the hottest on the show is the brunette. There's like a brunette on that show.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Davis.
She has brown hair.
Yeah.
I don't know her name in real life, but not the old one and not the one that looks like the Broncos logo. And not the one that looks like Steve Buscemi, the brunette one.
Yeah, it's her name. I forget her name on the show. It's Kristen Davis. But yeah, she's my favorite.
She's got a tiny, tiny, one of her eyes is tiny, tiny off. Like I'm talking like, minuscule off.
What?
And it kind of makes him hot. Yeah, dude, there's a model that Brady had a kid with that has the same thing, dude. She has that model he had a kid with. Not the one that he's with now, but the one before that, the brunette, had a tiny, tiny, tiny little eye off. Like I'm talking like minuscule.
That's always great for like average dudes because, you know, they're kind of like, you know, it's like a can of the grocery store that fell off the shelf. Like you can get it at a discount.
Yeah. It's like she looks like Biggie Smalls, but she's free. So fuck it. Yeah.
Like normally I couldn't afford the full can, but if you're going to knock a few cents off, I'm in the game.
Oh, no,
now.
That was the great thing about places like in the ghetto, like Indianapolis. Like you can find a hot chick that like has no idea she's hot. You know what I mean? And then 10 minutes later, she thinks you're the savior of the world. You know, it's like fucking.
He had a $5 bill and it was real. You know, like one of those people and shit. All right. So this is what you guys look for. You're like, is she? Yeah, dude, she's a 10. Then she turns around. She's got a half a degree off lazy eye. She's got a gap tooth, and you're like, she's in my league. All right.
Yeah.
Or she's like a shark attack victim. And you're like, ha-ha, if you had both arms, you wouldn't even look at me. But now.
Exactly. Now you have no choice.
Now you got no choice. Exactly. I wouldn't say your hands are tied, but, you know, that's not.
Classy. Yeah. Wow.
Very, very classy. Well, hey, shout out to hot shark attack victims. They could still pull in a 6 or 7, you know? Plus, they got a badass story. They got a badass story. I don't know about the lazy eye thing. I don't know. I mean,
I'm telling you, you're not totally grasping what I'm telling you. You're going to start noticing it.
The only time I notice lazy eyes is when they're like, super off. You know what I mean?
Well,
even with the
saying.
Glasses and stuff. You know what I mean? That's when I'm like.
Yeah, you're assuming I'm talking like Tracy McGrady here. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking like a tiny, tiny bit off, like, you know, like a little tiny.
Dude, yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to have conversations with lazy eye people because the reason what I do is I've always been told just stare right in the forehead, right?
It's like when you have a concussion, they tell you to look in the middle.
Yeah, look in the middle. Look in the middle one. Yeah. That's what I do. Lazy eye people are like, I look right at the middle of their forehead because I don't know which one to look at and I feel bad and I don't want to be like, so the whole time I have a conversation with a lazy eye person, I'm like, I'm too inside my own head to really be involved in the conversation because I'm like, do they know? Do they know I'm looking at their middle of their forehead or do they know that, are they like, oh my God, someone's finally looking me in the eye. You know what I mean? Kind of a thing. I feel bad.
I just close my eyes and then it just kind of and just takes care of everything.
And then they're just all they're just normal people too.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Like shuffling, try to get in their eye line. Like,
yeah, it's like basketball drills. It's like doing suicides here, trying to see which one. Which one is the dominant one? I'm not sure.
But yeah. Pizza just asked if he borrowed your son's shirt, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that's what I did.
I just saw it flash up on
his face. This is an undershirt. No, I did not borrow my son's shirt. It's just a white t-shirt I put on. Thank you, pizza.
That's like one of the napkins they give you at Roberto's. You gotta get a burrito or whatever. You know those ones like you use 100 of them in 2 seconds or whatever those ones.
I know exactly. They're like, God, these are worthless. Just combine 5 of these into 1 and I'm fine. Yeah.
It's like cotton candy napkins.
Dude, those are the worst ones. No, this is a large shirt from Old Navy that's about 7 years old. So there you go.
Nice.
But yeah.
So was the kid it was purchased for. Hey.
All right. Well, shout out to all the ladies that might think that they have something unsexy about them, but clearly they are still very sexy.
Yes.
The gap teeth, lazy eye, BO, body hair. You think it's not attractive. We're proof that it is. All right. We don't care. Yeah, exactly. thank you, Pizza, for being here. Shout out to Big Joe for being here, watching live over on YouTube as well. Make sure you're following at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. He is a boy. What a great follow. If you love the Green Bay Packers, this guy, he'll want to talk to you over there on all social media, right?
Yes, sir. Anytime. Yep. I will co-masturbate with you to the thought of Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. It should be a fun one. You got Greg Salerno on all social media. It's spelled GR. He's picking his nose again. GRAIG. Follow him on all social media. He's a wonderful follow as well. Twitter, I would say, is probably your primary one, right, Craig?
That is definitely my favorite. When I do photography, I put it more on Instagram and stuff. But as far as like just putting up stupid jokes or making fun of people or my horrible moments in my head, they usually go on Twitter. Yeah.
I go to your Facebook to get the Grayage experience.
That's right.
Yes, yes. If you want to see Grayage's newest works, then you go to either Facebook or Instagram. That's where they usually are.
There you go. Pike, what's your main one? Your main one's Snapchat, right? Isn't that your main? I'm serious.
Oh, man. I don't even know how to use Snapchat. I would say Facebook. I don't even have you on Snapchat, Sparks.
Because I'm never on there. That's not my main thing. No, man.
I don't even promote that. That's just like family and friends. Because then I can, you know.
Oh, really, okay.
I don't have to filter anything. I can say what, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Facebook, Instagram.
All of them.
All the big three.
Yeah.
I would say so. All right. And I am at Sparks Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. I'm never really on Facebook. So I just don't like it. Well, there you go. There's the show. Thank you so much for being here. That's a 5 on Friday. We are appreciative of all the questions. Make sure you are hitting that subscribe button. If you haven't hit subscribe, do it right now. Shout out to the Pizza and Big Joe that are watching live over there. YouTube.com/Sparks Radio. We're trying to get to 300 by February. Okay. 300 subscribers. I think we're at 250. So I did the math. Today's the 15th. That's like a little over 3 subscribers a day from here on out. So if we could do that, then we'd hit the goal. So let's make it happen. If we can, please. That would be a big help. And then, of course, see if I hit the right button.
Patreon.com/Sparks Radio.
Jump on the Patreon, man. It's only $1. It does help out. You got all the levels up there. Pike and I, we put up some bonus content. Greg, you and I, we put up some bonus 5 on Friday questions last week as well. So that's up there for members of the special committee. So thank you so much if you've signed up for that. Really do appreciate it. And that is it for the show. Any last words, gentlemen? Cool.
Bye. Good seeing you guys. I thought Greg was going to go.
So is it over, motherfuckers. Now get out of here.